Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Europeans look to safeguard the military alliance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
NATO allies are starting to gather in the nation's capital, and Donald Trump appears to be high on their agenda. Observers say discussions among NATO leaders are largely focused on Donald Trump and whether the former president may be returned to power. They're said to be looking at, quote, Trump-proofing the alliance, working to make the body more self-sufficient, and taking over the U.S. role, organizing support for Ukraine. Trump has sometimes threatened to pull the U.S. out of NATO. There are also concerns over far-right parties making political advances in Europe. The NATO summit begins Tuesday in Washington, with President Biden hosting 31 allied leaders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
France was on course for a hung parliament in Sunday's election, with a leftist alliance unexpectedly taking the top spot ahead of the far right. Olivia Zelino from Reuters reports.
The leftist alliance gathers the hard left, the socialists, and Greens. They were forecast to win up to 215 seats out of 577, according to pollsters' projections. These projections are usually reliable. At the headquarters for the far-right National Rally, or RN, the mood was far more somber, with early results placing them in third. The results are a humiliation for French President Emmanuel Macron. His centrist alliance, which he founded to underpin his first presidential run in 2017, was projected to be narrowly second. He called the snap election after his ticket was trounced in European Parliament elections last month. Voters punished him and his ruling alliance for a cost of living crisis and failing public services, as well as over immigration and security.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian drone strike triggered explosions in western Russia. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
A village in western Russia has been evacuated after a Ukrainian drone was shot down, setting fire to a nearby warehouse. The region's governor, Alexander Gusev, said the falling debris had triggered several explosions in the Voronezh area. A Ukrainian security official told the Associated Press a strike was carried out in Voronezh on a Russian warehouse storing ammunition. Speaking anonymously, they believe the facility was being used to supply weapons to Russian troops in Ukraine. No casualties have been reported. I'm Nayan Kim.
The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called South Korea's recent frontline live fire drills, quote, suicidal hysteria, as she threatened unspecified military steps if further provoked. Monday's warning by Kim Yo-jong comes after South Korea performed firing exercises in its tense land and sea borders with North Korea in the past 2 weeks. She says North Korea's military will immediately carry out its mission and duty assigned by the country's constitution if South Korea violates North Korea's sovereignty and commits an act tantamount to a declaration of war. A memorial concert was held in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, on Sunday for those killed in anti-government protests that were sparked by proposed tax hikes. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
At least 39 people died during clashes with police during several days of unrest. The protests became violent after demonstrators briefly stormed Parliament and the police opened fire. Boniface Mwangi organized this concert.
Government is listening now because of the protests. So we are kind of happy, but there's also a lot of sadness because so many people died for the government to listen.
During the concert, there were repeated calls for Ruto to resign. The government has blamed protest violence on opportunistic criminals, but activists say those responsible were thugs hired by politicians to discredit the protest movement.
David Doyle from Reuters. A four-person crew reemerged on Saturday at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston to applause after staying in a simulated Mars habitat to study and conduct experiments for about 1 year. The team entered their 3D-printed habitat on June 25, 2023, as part of the first crew health and performance exploration analog mission. Julie Kramer-White, Director of Engineering at the Johnson Space Center.
Stay tuned for Chepia Mission 2, which will happen next year, and Chepia Mission 3, which will happen in 2027. We still have a lot left to learn, and we hope you'll join us on our journey. Please join me once more in welcoming Chepia Mission 1 crew home.
During their stay, the crew simulated life and resource limitations on Mars, going on Mars walks and communication delays with Earth, according to NASA. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.